Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Tribal Wisdom by Bridal Tribe. I am your host, Cynthia Williamson. And happy Wedding Wednesday, everybody. Happy Wedding Wednesday to my Facebook and Twitter family. We're so happy to have you back here today. I do hope that all of you are trying to stay as cool as possible. I don't know about the weather where you are, but it has been a scorcher here in New York. Very, very hot. And speaking of hot, hot is going to be our topic tonight. We're going to be talking about bringing sexy back to the marriage with a fantastic woman, Gail Crowder. But before then, just a few announcements for a couple of friends. There is a Black Girls Code on Facebook. Please help Black Girls Code raise $100,000 to educate 2,000 girls to teach them computer coding, computer programming, and increase the number of girls between the ages of 7 and 17 in the areas of engineering, computer sciences, and so on. Go on over and visit them on Facebook, Black Girls Code. Like their page, read about what their initiative is, and if you can, donate $1, $2, $5, whatever you can. From what I understand, they are $60 away from their goal. That is not far, and anything that you could give would be able to help fund this fantastic cause to help more young girls get into computer sciences, really utilize their talents. So please go on over to their page once again on Facebook, Black Girls Code, like their page and find out what they're about. And if you can, make a donation. Also, The Natural Hair Bride is having a love feast on Friday, July 26th. It is a date experience where couples will be able to learn some cooking techniques. If you are interested, please go on over to their page, The Natural Hair Bride, The Natural Hair Bride, and take a look and see, because I'm not even sure they still have some tickets available, but I believe that they do. You don't want to miss out. I hear they have fabulous events. Go for it. Check them out on Facebook as well. Like their page. Now, as for tonight, I am so excited for many reasons, actually. As listeners know, we went to the Marriage on Fire event, the Love Expo by Truly Wed Wives a few weeks ago at Tallamore Country Club. And that event has netted so many. I met so many wonderful people, knowledgeable people, people who are all embodying the spirit of helping marriages grow, bringing couples together in any way that they can, and making lasting relationships. And as you know, here at Bridal Tribe, that is what we are about. We are about love, and we're about maintaining long-lasting, happy relationships, happy marriages, and being with you through all of that. So tonight's guest, Gail Crowder. You do not want to miss this show. She is a very interesting and wonderful person. We've had a chance to talk, and I feel so inspired by her. Tonight, she's going to be talking about her Bringing Sexy Back initiative. And as a matter of fact, I really don't want to keep you waiting. I'm going to bring her in, and I hope that you guys are excited as I am about it. Hello, Gail, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm wonderful, wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm so excited about tonight's show, and I'm praying that a lot of people are listening in and they're going to enjoy our time together, and I'm truly grateful that you're having me on your show. So God bless you, my sister.
Thank you, thank you. And I can tell you that they're listening because the boards are already lit up.
Well, praise God for that. I'm excited.
Me too, because I am certain that they are as excited as I am to hear all the wisdom that you're going to drop tonight and a chance to win. As a matter of fact, Gail has generously offered a chance to win a ticket to her conference in October. Call in at the 10 o'clock hour, because for the first half hour, I really want her to talk about what she's doing, why she's doing it, and how she is changing marriages one sexy wife at a time. For your chance to win, you're going to call in at 347-996-3000. 3160. Press the number 1 so that I know that you have a question, a comment, or that you just want to be able to win a ticket to this wonderful event. We're going to get to that in a second. Let's get back to Gail. Gail, please tell us a little bit about you.
Well, about me, just to let you guys know, I'm truly, truly excited. I will be leaving on Friday to celebrate my 25th wedding anniversary to a wonderful man named Gil Crowder, and I'm super excited about that. So if you're in the Bahamas area, give me a shout-out. We're going to be going to Sandals, and I'm just really, really excited about that. So I've been married for 25 years come Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I got married really, really young because I'm only 19. No, I'm just kidding. And I have two wonderful sons, Justin and Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
And I have truly, truly been blessed in marriage. I won't say that my marriage has been a perfect marriage, but I will say that it's been a marriage that has been wonderful. And I would say that for anyone who's on the line that's thinking about getting married, don't be afraid. It's a wonderful institution. But I will tell you this. If you go into your marriage as a whole person and not trying to get someone to fix you, that is the best way to go into your marriage. I will start off by saying that, because when you have two broken people trying to come into a marriage, that causes chaos. It causes so many different heartaches and headaches that you can avoid. And I also would say is to put God in the center of your marriage, because He can fix anything. And I'm a living testimony to that. Me and my husband have, went through some rough times, and it was mainly because of me. And I had to learn to take credit because it was my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, ladies, if you're out there listening, we're going to talk about, what bringing sexy back is all about. And it's a walk that I've been on for the last 5 years, really helping women. And I just don't do this alone, so I want to thank all my teachers and speakers and people who work behind the scenes for me, because this is something that I don't do alone, and I don't take all the credit for it. But I want to start off by just telling them thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
But bringing sexy back to the marriage is a holistic approach to looking at sex and marriage, just looking at it from a woman's point of view and what God has to say about sex and marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what it's about. And we, focus in on really three key pillars, and that's what I call my pillars, is sexual satisfaction, self-realization and spiritual exploration, and couples intimacy. So those are the three pillars of BSP that we stand on, and those came to be from the Word of God, as I was really asking and seeking God's face on really how to get this started. And bringing sexy back started actually with myself and three other girlfriends after we had lunch at a restaurant. We had went to a networking event, and all of us had been friends more than 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all married at different, levels and stuff. And one of my girlfriends had just recently got married again. And her first thing out of her mouth when we sat down at the table was, "All my husband wanted sex all the time."
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had talked about our husbands and all kind of different things, but my girlfriends and I had never engaged in a conversation strictly about sex and marriage and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so we literally was there for hours. And when I say hours, we were there for hours. And we just talked about so many different things, just being women and after we had, children and how our bodies changed and, how, our husbands play a part in us not feeling sexy and just all of the different things that we as women go through, but we really never discuss. And so after that conversation, one of my girlfriends and I got back in the car, and it was just like I was numb, because it was like we had such a great conversation and we could have stayed there actually till the restaurant closed, and we just it was something that just stuck in my mind. And every time I would go to pray about something, God would say to me, "You need to do something about it. You just really need to do something about that." And I'm like, "Do something about what?" She's like what the conversation you and your girlfriend had. Needless to say, you know, when God is in the midst of things, he not only speaks to you, but he speaks to other believers.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of my other girlfriends named Kim Butler, she's like, she called me. She's like, you know, Gail, God has been dealing with me about, you know, what we talked about. We need to do something. And I'm like, well, what do we do? You know, she's like, well, I don't know, but we need to bring other women together to talk about it. And that's basically how bringing Texas back to the marriage came to be. Just started with a conversation, and God just really told us that it's women all over the world that don't have a safe place to come and talk about those kind of things. And there's so many women hurting in their relationships because they really don't know where to start. And so
Yes. That's
a little bit about bringing sexy back to the marriage.
I absolutely love that because you are so right about having a safe space and to discuss anything, but especially to discuss sex as women, because sometimes, you know, we don't always have the ability to have that discussion with our family, with our parents growing up. And sometimes we're in that discussion with people who are just as ignorant as we are. So for you to be able to create a space for women to come together, for engaged and married women to really come together to understand how to enjoy that part of their marriage is awesome, completely awesome. Now, I do want to ask you again, because you said the three pillars were sexual satisfaction, self-realization, and what was the second part of self-realization?
Spiritual exploration and
spiritual
intimacy. That's the third one. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm going to be tweeting this stuff.
Okay.
And I want people to join the conversation on Facebook as well as Twitter. And of course, you can definitely call in as well. But I'm going to be tweeting this stuff, and I want people to respond to it. So when you create,
and if they really, you know, want to find out all the information about bringing sexy back to the marriage, they can feel free to visit bsbconference.com, and all
mm-hmm.
the information about myself, the story, the, you know, the three pillars, everything is on that website. So
wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful. I've actually posted that in the Facebook event already. I'm definitely going to post that in Twitter as well. And,
Okay. Of
course, at the end of the show, I'm going to put in all of Gail's contacts, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, her website, everything, because this is a great initiative. I want you all to really get involved into it. Follow her on Twitter, follow her on Facebook, and let's bring sexy back to all of the marriages. Now, first things first, you started out as an image consultant, and you
Correct.
Still are.
And I still am an image consultant.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do every single day, and I wake up every morning, and God has truly blessed me in that area. And like I said, to do the conference, I don't do it alone. And so at my particular conference, I teach the image piece, whether it's how to camouflage, how to pick lingerie that fits your body type, how to walk in heels. I mean, you name it, I teach that portion because I'm a strong believer that you need to stay in your lane. You know, you can't
mm-hmm.
be a jack of all trades and a master of none. And
mm-hmm.
so God has truly blessed me to come in contact with women who have gifts and talents to bring this all together.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, bringing sexy back covers the entire total woman. We have Lady Joy Brown that brings us the word, what spiritually God says about sex, intimacy, and your marriage. I have, you know, Dr. LaVon Shaw, who talks about the erogenous zone. She's an actual coach. She's a minister. She goes there. She teaches us those things. I have a chef that comes and will teach you how to cook, you know, quick natural aphrodisiac meals and all kind of stuff. We have somebody that comes teach us how to chair dance. You name it, we cover the entire woman. We cover the entire woman. And I think the thing was when God showed me the vision for bringing sexy back to the marriage, it was created for Christian women or women of faith. But he also told me that the divorce rate in the Christian sector is high as the secular world, and we have to put a stop to that. And when you talk to most ministers and you talk to most men, the main thing that they, you know, break up marriages is finances and sex. And
yes.
So a lot of people are covering the financial thing, but not too many people are covering the sexual things. And I have been to conferences all over the world, and I've truly been blessed that way. And they always separate the married women, and they separate the single women, and they tell us how to be submissive wives, and they tell us all of those things. But they don't tell us, you know, how to deal with when our husband's sex drive is, you know, high through the roof. They don't tell us how to balance it all if he's not, you know, walking in all that God has for him, if he's not leading the household and he's not doing all of those things. They don't tell us any of those things. They just tell us, you know, basically cook, clean, be the wife, you know, be there for your husband and those kind of things. But we as women have a lot of different issues and things that go on with us mentally that can lower our sex drive. And
mm-hmm.
So, you know, Bringing Sexy Back just tries to give you some tools and strategies to work through some of those things. Can we, you know, answer all your questions? The answer is no. But at the end of the conference, we do try to address a lot of things that go on, because we have a box that we put around the room that you can ask us any question under the sun. And we will do our best to answer. And what is awesome about that is that you don't have to put your name or anything on the slip.
Mm-hmm.
But we get questions all the way from pornography to menopause and everything else in between. And the thing is that God has blessed us so much that every woman that is on the panel has mm-hmm. either dealt with that before or is in that profession and able to answer those questions, or it's a woman that's in the audience that has dealt with whatever you're going on. They can give you some tools and tips and just things to help you get through. And it really became a sisterhood. The One Sexy Wife Club is growing all over the world. I have been sending shirts out, all, you know, to different countries, which
mm-hmm.
is just amazing to me.
Okay, well,
and so,
let me stop you because you're saying so many things that I absolutely want you to elaborate on, including the
okay.
One Sexy Wife Club. Is there really a One Sexy Wife Club that people can join?
No, it's just women who have been to the conference. Most of them have the One Sexy Wife T-shirt.
I love it.
And the One Sexy Wife line will be expanding in 2014, so I'm excited about that. It's going to
okay. –
well, we have some great things coming out. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that women are allowed to put in questions of any kind, of any type, into different boxes, and then they're able to get their issues addressed or their questions addressed. Can you talk to us about some of the issues that come up during the conference? And I'm not sure if you have a couple of what were some of the answers. I don't want you to give away the conference, but what are some of the top issues that come up at the conference that women put into these boxes when it comes to pornography or menopause? So talk to us about a couple of those things.
Okay, well, we've had quite a few questions about their husband watching pornography.
Mm-hmm.
Is it healthy for a marriage? Should they participate in watching it along with their husband?
Mm-hmm.
These are a couple of things that have, you know, went back and forth. You know, is it bad for them to approve, basically, of their husband watching pornography and those kind of things? I think when you look at it from a spiritual aspect, the answer would be no. But, again, everybody has an opinion. And so what we try to do is give them tools and strategy and start with a conversation. To me, bringing sexy back to the marriage has to do with 90% of communication. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of times we as women are talking at our husbands and not talking to our husbands, and it's a big
mm-hmm.
difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes to pornography and those kind of things, some of the men are feeling that they're being left out and their needs are not being met. And I'm not saying this is everything that's going on. I'm just saying, just from the information we have gathered, that
mm-hmm.
a lot of them are feeling left out because we as women are working, you know, we're working longer. We have to get home and take care of the kids. And by the time we get ready for bed, we're tired. We have
mm-hmm.
nothing left. So
mm-hmm.
they're turning to pornography to fulfill that need.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the pornography question, I mean, it runs the gamut. Some women say they enjoy watching it with their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Some women say that, you know, how do I get him to stop? And so we, as Bringing Sexy Back, I personally don't agree that you should watch pornography, because I believe it's a spirit attached to that, and you could never do 90% of what those women do in those videos, and half of the time is not even real. That's my personal opinion. But no, seriously, because you can't. I mean, you know what I mean? You just can't.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. And so some of the stuff that goes on in those videos, you know, you just will never be able to meet that need. So we just look at the dynamic, and of course we don't know who that woman is. But again, 90% of the time it's another woman who has dealt with that situation, and she or you know, one of our team will help her through that dynamic. And a lot of times some of the questions are very need special attention. So one of the teachers or speakers or myself or a prayer warrior, whatever needs to happen, will find that person, because most of the time the person does not want to be seen in a big audience, but they don't mind whoever it is. Like, you know, we'll say, if you're the person that asked this question, please, you know, see me in the back or see me whatever. When you get a moment, just tap me on my shoulder. And they will have a personal conversation, and the young lady will get the answers or the tools and the strategies that she needs when it comes to the pornography thing. Because, again, everybody has an opinion, and you have to make a personal choice. But we always really ask the woman to really communicate with her husband and find out where he is and what drove him to that situation. You know,
okay.
What drove him to start watching pornography in the first place?
Okay. Now, when you talk about communication, I'm certain that's one of the big things that you guys discuss, or that is discussed during the conference, because communication and sexual intimacy are hand in hand. What type of communication styles do you discuss with the ladies about being sexy for their husband, bringing, you know, how does that communication lead to bringing sexy back to the marriage?
To me, the communication starts, to me, it's a mindset. And men and women think different, and it's been wonderful books wrote on that. But to me, I say that women are like spaghetti and men are like waffles, and I'll tell you why. most women who are married or even dated guys, you know, men put everything in a box, okay? If he went to work, he will go to work, and he usually does not bring work home with him. You
mm-hmm.
understand what I mean? He
mm-hmm.
he left everything at work, and so when you say, "How was work today, honey?" Fine. Okay. So everything, you can have a fallout, drag out, what I call intense fellowship with him, and 5 minutes later, he's rubbing on you, wanting to be intimate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
With women, everything is intertwined like spaghetti. If we have a good day at work, we feel like we're looking, you know, good. You know, we fit into that pair of jeans that we couldn't fit in last week, you know, because we fluctuate with weight.
Right.
We come home and the house is not a mess. Your husband texts you, you know, "Hi, honey, just thinking about you." You know, dinner went well and, you know, everybody's in their place. Then he probably will score tonight. You understand what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
so, to me, we as women take on more than we really can handle. And we don't put things into perspective, and we don't make a schedule for everything. And the reason why I say we need to make a schedule for everything is because we do so many things throughout the day. At the end of the day, we have nothing left. And most
mm-hmm.
of the time, if you're married or in a relationship, your time is probably 9 and after, because if you have children and all the other things you have to get done, that's your downtime.
Right.
And so you have to have something left. And so the thing is when we don't, when I talk about communication needs to happen not only between you and your husband, it needs to happen if you have children. And
mm-hmm.
most of the time, okay, little kids, you can't really, you know, you can get them on the schedule, but they're not understanding the communication part. But
mm-hmm.
everybody needs to play their part in order for you to have enough left to give to your husband. Because at the end of the day, that is the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with. Mm-hmm. And we get so busy doing other things for other people and other organizations and doing so many different things, we forget the person that we lay down with every single night. Mm-hmm. And we need to learn to communicate with them and say, you know, honey, since you get home, you know, before me, or could you help me do this, or on Saturdays, can we clean up the house so we can have time during the week, or whatever. Communication is just, it's just vital in a marriage. It's just vital in any relationship. And a lot of times we quit communicating because we get frustrated. And we
right.
think that he should know, and he thinks that you should do, and then therefore there's no communication going on.
Right.
And I believe when it comes to sex and marriage, we really need to be communicating. We need to be communicating our needs. Baby, I really would like, you know, to spend time with you tonight. You know, let's make sure this happens. So what? And then you need to say, well, I know you want to spend time with me tonight, but you know when I get home, the kids have to do this. Can you get the clothes ready, or can you help me with this? Because I can take some of that off of my plate.
Right.
Am I making sense with that? Yeah.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And from what I understand, because we as women do feel like we have to step in and take care of and do everything, I think a lot of women do find it hard to say that they need help or they would like for the man to help them out with certain things in the home, whether it be because they're afraid of his response or you know, for whatever it is. So the fact that you're teaching women to be assertive in their communication about their needs in order to be a sexy wife for their husband is something that I am absolutely for. So for my listeners, if you're listening, please don't be afraid to be assertive about communicating your needs so that you can be a sexy wife for your husband. Now, that's one thing. The next thing I want to ask you about, because in part of what you're talking about, you said that increasing sexual satisfaction within the marriage through scripture-based education. Can you tell me a little bit about the scripture-based education for increasing sexual satisfaction?
Well, to me, the Song of Solomon in the Bible is a Bible about sex, intimacy, through God, how God views sex and marriage. And to me, God created sex. And
mm-hmm.
he created it to be good. He created it to be wonderful.
Now,
and
you should say that again. Hold up. Back up. Say it again.
God created sex, mm-hmm. and he created it to be good, and he created it to be wonderful.
Okay, I just wanted my listeners to hear that again.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted my listeners to hear that again.
He did. He created it to be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, if you kneel and you get you're communicating with your partner and you're not being a drill sergeant, but you're communicating with your partner about what makes you feel good and you know all the different things that you desire, and you're meeting his need and he's meeting your need, I'm telling you, it's explosion in the bedroom. It truly is. It's explosion. I'm telling you, it is.
No, I love
and
it. I love it.
But you have to be communicating outside of the bedroom in order for that to happen. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times we want to come into the bedroom and say, no, this. That's not the time to do all that. You need mm-hmm. to be telling your husband, you know, when you whisper in my ear, that's the point. All that can happen
mm-hmm.
before you even get to the bed.
Yes, yes. Now, I remember what we discussed very briefly at some point, Songs of Solomon, that a lot of people or a lot of Christian women will read the Bible and no one spends a lot of time really reading the Songs of Solomon so that they can see what it has to say. That a lot of it's absolutely beautiful, sensual, and it does have a lot to say. Can you elaborate on that just a little bit?
Yes. We had that conversation, and what I was talking about is like I said, I've been privileged to travel a lot, and I've been to a lot of churches, a lot of different denominations, and they teach a lot of different things. There's very few churches that say, okay, today the sermon's coming out of Songs of Solomon, you know, chapter 2, verse 16. You just
mm-hmm.
don't get that in church. I mean,
right.
there is some, but I can count them on two fingers. And
yes,
the reason why is because we're afraid of that book. And I haven't figured out why we're afraid, because most pastors and most Christian people believe that we need to do, you know, or at least try to strive to do everything that's in the 66 books of the Bible. Am I correct?
Right. Yes, so, and they really don't say you also have
to engage in sex, right?
And
we keep missing that part. Huh?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I said, no, you're right. They don't. They always talk about our spirituality and how we should really focus on the fruits of the Spirit. We should strive to be more Christ-like, but it's rare that you have a marriage class or a class that says, here is what is said about sexual intimacy between husband and wife.
Correct. And the thing is that the Word of God says, once we become one flesh, our bodies is not our own.
Mm-hmm.
And so that goes into us women using sex as a weapon. And we have to stop doing that.
Do we do that, really?
Oh, absolutely. We do. I used to be one of those people. I used to be one of those wives. Oh,
wow.
You made me mad? See what happens tonight.
Yes, that is.
And I'm just being honest. I was. I was one of those women. But mm-hmm. I would have to say this, Lady Joy, it was one of the people that stopped me from doing it. She didn't know I was doing it, but mm-hmm. I was doing it.
Right. So,
and the thing was, is because, you know, my thoughts was that was one way, and this was going to sound crazy, that was one way I could control my husband. I could have one up on him, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm trying to do this submission thing. I'm trying to do this, and I'm trying to do this, and it seems as if the more I'm submitting to his will, the more he's acting a clown. So I can control this. I can control my body. You understand what I mean? And,
yes.
And we do that, and some women do it on purpose, and I would admit that I was one of those women, but some women do it and don't realize that they're actually doing that. They
okay.
just close off. They just don't do it.
Now, I do want to make it clear that tonight we are speaking with Gail Crowder about bringing sexy back to the marriage, one sexy wife at a time. I want my listeners to know that we will be discussing men at some point. I'm not sure who it's going to be, but but tonight we are talking about a woman's responsibility to herself and to her marriage for sexual satisfaction. And I don't want anyone to think in any way that you should be manipulated by your husband and that you have to just go have sex with him anyway. No, this
Correct.
Is definitely a two-way street, and if we could touch on that at some point, that would be great. But let me remind our listeners that we're coming up, it's the 10 o'clock hour, and we are going to be giving away one ticket to the Color Him Red Conference in October 11th and 12th, 2013, God's Design for Intimacy and Pleasure in Marriage. If you would like a chance to win a ticket to this fabulous event where she will be talking about spiritual exploration, self-realization, sexual satisfaction, and couples intimacy, including image consulting, you can call in 347-996-3160. Press 1 to let me know that you would like to be one of the winners tonight. But until then, I do want to stop because we talked briefly about the scriptures, and I pulled up a scripture from the Songs of Solomon so that those of you who had never read it, here's one. It says, "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delightful than wine. Pleasing is the fragrance of your perfumes. Your name is like perfume poured out. No wonder the young women love you. Take me away with you. Let us hurry. Let the king bring me into his chambers." You really need to know what beautiful poetry and what beautiful love is found in the Songs of Solomon in your Bible that you have right there on the nightstand that has a little dust on it, just in case. So if by chance you want to open that up and start reading some of those scriptures for yourself or even to your spouse together, I think that would be a great exercise for some of the husbands and wives. Now, speaking of exercise, I saw something on your site. You had is it 30 days of gratitude?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And
it's
called the 30-day, One Sexy Wife 30 Days of a Gratitude Challenge. And that was a challenge that God had me to do first in my own household.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because we as women and as wives can tick off 30 things, probably 100 things that our husbands do wrong every single day. You
mm-hmm.
didn't take out the trash. You didn't do this. You didn't cut the kid's hair. You didn't, you know, we can tick off. I mean, we can go. But when seriously, we can. But when we sit down and think about all the good things that our husbands do for us every single day,
mm-hmm.
it's a phenomenal thing. And so the 30 days of gratitude came from me sitting down having to, God had me to write down things that my husband did every day, just one thing every single day for 30 days that he did great. And I actually did that on a tablet. And in 30 days, I gifted it to my husband. I gave him the tablet. And he's like, you know, wow, G, I didn't realize that you noticed that I did these things. And
mm-hmm.
so God has challenged me to get 1 million women around the world to take the 30-day challenge. And it's free. It's nothing that you have to pay for, but you download a booklet and you print it out. And you just name something for every single day for 30 days straight. And at the end, you gift it to your husband. And I'm telling you, it truly transformed the way my husband viewed me. He didn't realize that I appreciated him for just doing the small things, like
mm-hmm.
waking up every morning at 4:30, you know, going to work. I mean, you know, that's a wonderful thing now to have a man that works, you know.
Yes.
You know, making sure that my boys are well taken care of, you know, treating me like a lady, you know, taking me to dinner every Friday. We have a date night every single Friday. I don't care if I'm traveling or not. We are on the phone at a restaurant having a date night, you know, those
mm-hmm.
kind of things that I appreciate my husband for. He keeps the lights on. He keeps everything going in my household. But, you know, like I said, I had to look and say, Gail, you need to be quiet and be grateful for the things that he does every single day. So that's what the challenge is really about. And I admonish all women to take the challenge because it will really get you to see your husband in a different light.
You know what? I want to tell people right now that Bringing Sexy Back to the Marriage is on Facebook. So if you are interested in joining, you know, I want to start counting now. Let's get 1 million wives to join this challenge. Please go over to the Bringing Sexy Back to the Marriage Facebook page and let Gail know that you would like to be a part of her challenge and how you can do that. Let her; she'll give you instructions about where to go, what to download, and work that
and
out.
I can tell you, if you go to oswchallenge.com, it's just
mm-hmm.
oswchallenge.com, they can
mm-hmm.
do it straight from there. But if they can't remember that, it's just oswchallenge.com.
Mm-hmm. Great. We're going to also
put that. It's a website, and it can do it directly from there.
Wonderful. I just really want to get people over to your page.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I really want to get people over to your page because I want you to really, you know, be able to tally up how many people are interested in this initiative that you are putting forth. Again, I really think that it is awesome to get women more involved in enjoying the sexual intimacy in their marriage, to really enjoying their husbands, and changing lives, changing the whole outlook of their marriage based on working on themselves, working on their images, working on everything. Now, you have something called The Art of the Geisha. Is that you?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Let's talk about The Art of the Geisha. What is this about, and what are you teaching? Is this just for, like, engaged and married women, or this is strictly for married
women?
Yeah,
this is the Bringing Sexy Back to the Marriage event, and this mm-hmm. is going on January the 24th and 25th of 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the next one. We're bringing Color Him Red. Actually was done in Maryland in January of this year, 2013, and then I partnered with Truly Wed Wives to bring it to Philadelphia. So the one that we're giving the ticket away for tonight is going to be in Philadelphia. at the Hilton Airport location, hotel. And so, but the Art of the Geisha is going to be the conference for 2014, and that'll be held here in Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Okay. Now, the Art of the Geisha, let's go into a little bit, because when we think of geisha, of course, it has a certain, some people don't know what a geisha is, some people don't know the history of it. Why the Art of the Geisha for One Sexy Wife?
Well, let me just tell you, I asked God that when he gave me that too, because at first my mind went to the negative things of geishas that we've heard and we really didn't know, I didn't know about. But he told me the Art of the Geisha, and I was like, God, why those people or those ladies are known as prostitutes? And he's like, no, you need to do the research.
Mm-hmm.
And really geishas, true geishas, are women of power and poise.
Mm-hmm.
They're women that really know how to cater to their men.
Mm-hmm.
And they're powerful beings, but they're very understated beings. And what God showed me is that a true geisha, and if we can learn some of the principles of a geisha as a wife, we will learn submission, we will learn pleasure, and we will learn etiquette. Because they're women of grace. They move with grace. They know to be quiet when they need to be quiet, and that's one thing that we need to work on as wives, because sometimes we do so much talking and not enough listening.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I really began to study the geisha, I learned that she was a powerful, powerful woman, but she allowed her man, and with her power, she allowed her man to rise. And so those are the principles that we're going to learn at the Art of the Geisha. And so
that,
I'm
to
really,
allow your
really
man
excited.
To,
huh?
Okay. One of the principles is to allow your man to do what?
To rise, to be the head, really to be the head of his household when you're looking at it from a spiritual perspective.
Mm-hmm.
To really put him first and learn how to please your husband and learn how to, you know, they always say behind a successful man is a powerful woman. Which is true. But we as women and as wives always want to be in the forefront and want to, you know, well, I made him do this and I allowed him to do this and I helped him with this. And really our role as wives is really to support our husband, not to be in front of our husband.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we get those roles, I guess, mixed up in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So the Art of the Geisha is really going to allow us to learn to submit to our husband, but let us know in submission we still have power and we still can help him in his decision-making, in a sense. That's really what the focus is on the Art of the Geisha.
Wonderful, wonderful. I can't wait to hear about how that conference goes. I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to hear about it yet, because you said it's really for wives, but, you know, maybe I can sneak in and get some tips. Now, speaking of which, for the engaged and single women, do you have initiatives for them, the women who are looking to marry, they're in a long-term relationship now and about to get married? Is this something that you have for them as well?
Now, if you're engaged, the criteria to attend Bringing Sexy Back to the Marriage is if you're engaged, you must be getting married within 3 months of the conference, and I'll tell you why. The reason why is because the focus and some of the things that we talk about and some of the things that we experience at Bringing Sexy Back to the Marriage is our personal things, and God showed me to create a safe place for wives. And if you're getting married 2 years or 3 years or whatever, anything can happen in between, just to be honest with you. And so I don't want people to learn to play house before they build the house. Does that make sense? So the answer is if you're not going to be married within 3 months of the conference, then you won't be able to attend. And if you're single, not at all. I'm sorry. Sorry. Because if I start allowing that, then I'm getting married 6 years from now, you know, but I attended a conference, then you're not a wife. So you don't really know some of the things that, you know, we are going to be talking about because you haven't experienced them.
Right.
And
no, so, I'm glad that you say it.
God has not called me to the platform for single women. I'm sorry.
I love it. No, really, you really are creating a safe space for wives to come and build friendships and really be able to open up about what's happening in their marriages and have people who are in similar situations be there with them. Now, on your Twitter feed, you have a couple of things that I would love to address. One thing says, sex should be a staple in your marriage. Now, of course, we know this to be true, but why should sex be a staple in your marriage? Because I know there are a lot of sexless marriages. I was really surprised to find out about a lot of sexless marriages for whatever the reason, whether it be emotional, you know, anger, whatever it is, power struggles. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about why sex is important in the marriage.
Well, sex is important in a marriage because, really, as I have, I do a male's perspective too, and that's something totally different. But really, as I have been traveling and speaking to men and just really, you know, having a conversation with my own husband, that is really the way that men show their love. That is the way they get to let you know that they really love you, they care about you, and that is something that is very important to them. Now, I will say this, if you have, you know, medical problems and those kind of things, sex is not the only thing that can keep a marriage together, but it is an important part, especially when you speak to men. And I do a question in my male perspective, how often do you think men think about sex? Most men by far say they think about it all day long, but the average man said that it comes to their thoughts anywhere from 18 to 20 times a day. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is. How do you get anything
done?
But go ahead.
And that's just not what I'm saying. That is what I have experienced just talking to different men from around the country and different backgrounds and different professions. Mm-hmm. And I also, you know, read a lot of different studies on this kind of stuff. And so that is a big part to them, and that is their way to really be intimate with you, to get close to you, and so when we say that sex should be a staple in your marriage, it should be. And the thing is, and again, I go back to using it as a weapon. If we're playing games, or I'm not going to have sex with you because you did this. It's just really not right as a wife. It's just really not right. I'm not just saying for your husband to be abusive to you in that area. I'm not saying that either. But I'm saying that we shouldn't use that as a weapon, and we should do our best to please our husband. Because, again, if God is in the center of your marriage, I'm telling you, if you pray for your husband and you pray that God's will be done for your life, he will make better decisions. And with him making better decisions, you will be more freer to give yourself to him. Because, again, we've had quite a few women that come and they're like, I can't trust my husband because he, you know, he's bad with the finances. Mm-hmm. He, you know, did all of these different things. And I just don't really know what to do. So, of course, when they don't know what to do in those areas, then they withhold sex. And because we're like spaghetti. We tie everything together.
Right,
and in his mind, the finances has nothing to do with sex. And so, again, it goes back to the conversation piece. You need to start communicating with your husband and say, you know, when you spend up all the money, this stresses me out. Therefore, it, you know, it makes me not trust you, and it's very hard for me to, you know, have sex and be intimate with you when you're doing these things. Because sometimes they don't know. They don't realize what they're doing. And my thoughts are, is again, everything starts with communication. And and I've been where I was not communicating effectively with my husband. I thought I was, but again, I was talking at him and not to him. And and sometimes we have to sit back and ask God, where am I missing the mark with my husband? Because he thinks everything is going okay, and this is how I feel. And sometimes you have to, you know, you have to be quiet to hear the answer. And sometimes you have to look within yourself and say, it's me. Because I had to look at myself and say, I talk so much that I was not listening. And
nice.
So the biggest thing is sometimes just be quiet. And God will tell you what you need to do to fix that area and not feel like it's a chore and really learn to enjoy sex in your marriage.
Now, do you touch on the issues of trust? Because and from what I see or from what I'm hearing, in a lot of sexless marriages, you know, there are issues of trust, whether they did something, like you said, to with the finances, with the children,
mm-hmm.
they feel like their husband, they don't feel heard by their husbands when they're trying to communicate with them,
mm-hmm.
or they're just in a situation where they kind of realize that they don't really know the man that they married, and they're kind of in a disappointment. Do
yeah.
you touch on issues like this in order to help them get through that?
Absolutely, we do. And we've had more women talk about, I don't trust my husband because, you know, he cheated on me,
mm-hmm.
All those kind of things. And I also say it's not a bad thing to go to counseling. Because
mm-hmm.
you can't fix everything. You can't fix that. We can't fix everything in a conference, a two-day conference. We can't, you know, sometimes you feel like, you know, I'm communicating with him, but he's just not listening. Sometimes you have to go seek counseling, professional counseling, for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the counselor, and it's not a bad thing, but a lot of times African-American people don't want to seek help. They don't
mm-hmm.
want to seek counseling, so that we suffer in our homes because we think, oh, if I go see someone, you know, outside, or I'm telling my business to someone. No, they are professionals and they're trained to help you with those different things, because sometimes
mm-hmm.
you have to get over the hurt and the trauma and you have to rebuild trust, but it has
mm-hmm.
to be a two-way street. And so if you find yourself in a marriage that you feel like you're doing it all in a sense, go seek professional help, because that person can give you more tools and strategies that can help you along that way to really just work on yourself. And
mm-hmm.
in that, I say continue to pray for yourself, because I'm telling you, God can do things that will blow your mind in your marriage. He can
mm-hmm.
change that man in a blink of an eye and do things with him that you couldn't ever do. I'm telling you, I've seen it happen in my marriage, and I've seen it happen in other people's marriages. So the answer is yes. Do we deal, you know, do we talk about those things? Do we give out tools and strategies? The answer is yes. Can we solve every woman's problem that comes through the door? The answer is no, and I'm not going to say that we can, because every woman's situation is different and every man's situation is different, and
mm-hmm.
you have to be two people trying to work on the same, you know, on the same path. And
okay.
So the answer is yes, though. Mm-hmm.
Right. No, you just said something so very important right there that I definitely want you to repeat. You said you have to be two people working on the same path in order, and bringing sexy back to the marriage. Is that the same principle that you're using for bringing sexy back to marriage, that it's really two people working toward the same path? It's not just, you know, just you telling women what they need to do.
Absolutely, but, you know, the focus is on the woman, and a lot of
mm-hmm.
times we as women don't want to admit the role we have played in a lot of the situations in our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So what God has really commissioned us to do in bringing sexy back is to get the woman to step back and to really look at the role she played.
Mm-hmm.
And is
mm-hmm.
she doing her part?
Mm-hmm.
Because the
mm-hmm.
thing is that sometimes we, like I said, we're so busy going that we want to point the finger at our husbands all the time, and we don't want to take credit for why he's like that. And not all the time we can, but sometimes we have pushed him where he doesn't communicate because we
mm-hmm.
did all the talking. Or we have belittled him so much that he just is like, I give up. I don't have anything to contribute anyway, so I'm done. You know, so it just gets you to really sit back and look at your own self and realize that you know, what am I contributing and how can I make it better? You know, how can I better myself?
Wonderful.
You can't change the other person, but how can I better myself? And I've had some, you know, some women that came with divorce papers. They're like,
mm-hmm.
I'm done. If this conference does not fix him, look, does not fix him, I'm done. At the end of the conference, they tore up their papers because they realized it was not him. It was
mm-hmm.
them, you know, Or, you know, awesome. I had one lady who now is just a phenomenal, and she's actually one of my speakers, you know. She came to the first conference, and she's like, I was ready to, you know, just walk away from him. But she's like, I realize it's me. You know, I had to take credit for all the stuff I've done. And, you know, I have a wonderful testimony from her husband. He's like, I don't care if you charge $1 million, she's coming. You know?
So wow.
The thing is, he said, because what happened was is that she quit blaming me for everything and started taking credit for what she did. And it literally mm-hmm. transformed their marriage, you know?
Wow.
So the thing is that it's powerful when you can really reflect and look and see other women that have some of the same struggles, mm-hmm. some of the same triumphs. We cry, we pray, we do all the stuff in between. But at the end of the day, I want women to leave, they're empowered. I want them to realize that marriage can be fun, sex can be great, and mm-hmm. that they can do it all and have it all with the help from God. They really, truly can.
Wonderful.
And I'm a living witness that you can.
If you are interested in going to this event to hear and meet Gail in person, please give us a call, 347-996-3160. Press 1 so that we know that you would that you would like to ask a question, leave a comment, or to win this ticket. Even the flyer says it's arousing passion in marriage, keeping the home fire burning. The sexy savory chef is going to be there, keeping it hot in the kitchen. And we didn't even mention the bedroom. I'm hoping she's talking about food there, but I don't want to know because,
yes,
you know.
Yes, she is. She's talking about chicken.
Okay. Body after baby. Professional yes. burlesque dance class. This sounds like it's going to be such a wonderful event. You do not want to miss it if you have the opportunity. This is a ticket worth $255. You will get a ticket. You will get your materials. You will also get food. So if you're going to be in the Philadelphia area, please. Let us know so that you can win this ticket. Now, another statement that you have on Twitter is, keeping it sexy is a commitment and not a statement.
Correct.
What I meant by that
is that, you know, our husbands chose us. They chose us. And they don't have a meter where they look at all of our flaws and, you know, we've gained a little weight or, you know, any of those things. And keeping it sexy is just being confident from within. Mm-hmm. The thing is, it doesn't matter about what you know, your clothes size and all those kind of things. And I've run into so many women that worry about what size clothes they wear and all those kind of things. So then they shy away from being sexy for their husband.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that keeping it sexy is keeping it sexy and being confident within who you are
mm-hmm.
and allowing the world to see that my husband chose me and being proud of who you are and
mm-hmm.
being proud on his arm. Because trust and believe me, he's proud when he goes out with you. He's proud that he put a ring on it. So why not be proud? Why
right.
not make the statement? And that's where the One Sexy Wife came from, because I actually label myself as the One Sexy Wife. I don't care what anybody else thinks. I don't care what any other husband thinks. My husband thinks I'm the One Sexy Wife.
Right, right.
And I am.
I absolutely love the visual that after your conference, a bunch of women walk out claiming and declaring that they are One Sexy Wife and then getting home to their husband and telling him that, they are the One Sexy Wife. I absolutely love this visual in my own head that this goes on.
And they are. When they leave there, they are One Sexy Wife. They are equipped to go make it happen. They are equipped to bring sexy back to their marriage. They are.
I love it. This makes the husband really want to pay to get their wives to this conference so that they can have that sexy woman return to them. I love it. Now, we
yes.
do have two callers on the line waiting. Be a part of it. And let me just say very quickly that we're actually, the hour is up, but we're still going to be talking. So if you would like to maintain and continue to listen to the conversation, you want to call in the number, because if you're listening by the computer, you will not be able to hear anything else that goes on. So 347-996-3160. Call in to continue listening or to have a comment or a question. Now, I'm going to bring in the caller, number ending in 6442. And let's see what they're going to say. Hi, you're on the air with Tribal Wisdom. Hello? Oh, I'm not sure if they could hear us. Well, if you press 1, I'm going to bring you in. I'll put you back on mute for a second, and maybe you change your mind. And I'm going to bring in the other caller ending in 3638. Hello, you're on the air with Tribal Wisdom.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Miss Gail? I'm doing wonderful. Who am I speaking with? You're speaking with Joy Brown. I just wanted to call because you all were talking about the conference, and it's such an exciting thing. And so I don't know that your host, I know she's getting it. She's understanding what you're saying, but in that conference, while the teaching is going on, you can actually see the transformation occurring throughout each course.
Wonderful. I'm so glad that you called in, everyone, for all the listeners who are on the air with us. This is Joy Brown speaking. She's one of the speakers who will be at the Color Him Red conference in October. I'm so glad that you called. I'm excited.
Yeah, I was excited to listen. I was like, okay, I've been listening for over almost an hour. I got to say something. So I'm just really
excited.
Well,
thank you for calling in, because actually I didn't recognize your voice, Joy. I don't know. It sounds like you are in a tunnel or whatever, but thank you so much for calling in. And I'll tell you, she has been supporting BSB beyond the conference. She was one of the first people that said, I will do it, and I'm truly, truly grateful for her. And she brings a lot of wisdom and knowledge and medical background and all kind of stuff when she comes. So she really delivers the spiritual side as well as the pleasure side of it. So I'm truly grateful, and I thank you for that, Joy, every single day.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Now, if I understand, our host is not married.
She's not. Woman.
Okay, because I thought I heard her say she was going to sneak in and get some tips.
Well, I was going to try. I'm not going to lie. I was going to try. but Gail would have caught me, and I don't want to be in trouble with Gail, so I have to behave myself.
We're going to pray that the man that God has birthed for you will find you, and then you can come to the conference and experience it for yourself.
And I won't have to sneak in.
There you go. I just wanted to say God bless you, Gail. What a wonderful and enlightening interview. It's been a pleasure listening to you all, and I wanted to say good night.
Thank you, Joy. Thank you for listening in. We have another caller who also just came in, telephone number ending in 9658. I'm going to bring you in right now, and let us know what you think about this conversation. You're on the air with Tribal Wisdom.
Hey, ladies. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
All right.
Is that Deirdre?
Yes.
Is this Deirdre?
Yes, I was listening. You guys are doing such an awesome job. You really are.
Thank you.
And I just think that Gail just dropped so many nuggets, and mm-hmm. I'm just praying that the wives and the wives get it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I didn't get it until I actually went to the conference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I am truly grateful. This is Deirdre, you guys. This is she's from Truly Wed Wives. This is my partner in Philadelphia. I'm super excited that we're joining forces and that we're going to take Philadelphia by storm, and we're going to just sell this conference out, and we're going to have a whole bunch of One Sexy Wives in the Philadelphia, New York, Delaware area.
Yes,
I'm
yes.
really excited for that.
We're going to make this the One Sexy Wife belt.
Yes, it is. Everybody going to like, you're not a One Sexy Wife. What's wrong with you?
But, you know, I don't know how I found out. I think I found out about it on Facebook or something, but when I saw it, I was like, wow, I want to go to this conference. And I told my husband, I want to go to the conference. And we had just came back from a married couple's cruise, so a lot of wives was like, they couldn't afford it. And I was just like, I want to go. And my husband was like, no, you really want to go, I'll go with you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, really? He said, yeah, I'm staying in the hotel room while you go to the conference. But I knew it was something there for me. I knew God had something waiting for me. So when I spoke with Jocelyn, and Jocelyn said she would go, we went. It was snowing and everything, but we made our way. And when we got there, it was just like, I just couldn't explain. I didn't take any pictures. I didn't do anything. I didn't even really buy anything because I was so in touch and in tune with what all of the speakers were saying. Like, all of them had a word for me. And I took away a lot, a whole lot. And my 15th anniversary is in 2 weeks. So everything that I learned, everything that I got, I've been saving. I've been waiting. I did everything they told me to do. And on that night, my husband going to get it all. So I just bless the Lord that, you know, I'm one sexy wife because it just makes a difference. My husband saw a different person when I came back home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, praise God for that, Deidre. I thank you. And like I said, I am truly, truly honored to be in partnership with you and Jocelyn, and I know that this conference is going to be off the chain.
It's
going to
blow people's minds.
Yes,
I'm so jealous. I might just go out and buy a diamond ring anyway and marry myself and show up. Now, ladies, I want to. We have another caller, so I don't want you guys to stop talking. Don't hang up. I'm not even going to put you on mute. I'm going to bring in this other caller, telephone number ending in 9744. And
Jocelyn.
Is that you?
Yes, it is. Hi, ladies.
Hey, Jocelyn.
How are you?
Fine. That was awesome. Your whole conversation tonight was awesome. I'm still learning. I'm still learning how to be sexy. That was awesome, Gail. Very nice.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much for supporting this call. I really, truly do.
I do, too. I'm so glad that you guys are on, not just listening, but also because you have experienced the conference, you were able to come on and let everyone else know that this is something that they do want to attend and how it has made an impact on your marriages. I'm so glad that you are witnessing for Gail and to the listeners. Now, we still have this other caller ending in 6442. I'm going to bring you in. I'm not sure if you can hear me. We'll try it once again. You're on with Tribal Wisdom. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Are you there? Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Who's on the line?
This is your play sister, Pam, from Austin, Texas.
Hello. How are you doing, Pam? Thank you so much for getting on the line. This is my god sister, you guys. She's calling in from Austin, Texas. I didn't even know she got the information. Thank God.
Amen.
I got it. I am a 7-month newlywed, and I have truly enjoyed your show online, and I can't wait to come to the conference in January. You have really inspired me, my sister.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Amen.
Such great information, and the most part I really like about what you were saying, you keep talking about God because he is the first to help all of us get through what we need to get through. So I am truly, truly thankful. Thank you, Gail. I love you, my sister.
Well, thank you so much. You guys don't know. I'm about to cry, seriously. I thank you guys so much for all your support because, you know, I don't do this alone. And, you know, when I first started bringing sexy back to the marriage, it was a struggle because the churches gave me a hard time. But I have to give credit to Pastor Michael Brown and Lady Joy. They said that they would back me and they would truly, truly help me get the information out. And they would really, you know, pick up the mantle. And if I needed a letter or a reference or whatever, because my own church wouldn't back it at first. Mm-hmm. But they, you know, because they were like, well, who are you? Are you a minister? You know, you go through all of those things. And Pastor Brown really said that I got your back and I will make sure because it's needed. Because he said, you don't realize how many pastors, you know, have to counsel people in their marriages and in trouble because of sex. Mm-hmm. And so I am truly grateful to them, and I say it openly all the time, I am grateful to that couple that stepped up to the plate and said yes. And so now it's just been a you know, ripple effect. So many other first ladies and their pastors and stuff like that, even Deidre's pastor is on board now. So I'm excited about that, you know. And God told me that I'm going to be true to my word. You just keep moving forward, and I got the rest. And so it's truly been a pleasure. It's been a struggle, but I tell you, God is still on the battlefield for marriages, and I'm going to do my part in that arena to make sure that these women know that it's not a bad thing to open your lips to your husband.
Yes, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay, all right.
I did say it. I'm sorry.
Okay. No. You know how I feel about it. I want you to be able to say it because as a single woman, I think it's important for other single women looking to get married to hear this because we always do hear about the struggles in marriages. I can tell you that I've heard so many different stories of struggle and deceit and infidelity and so many different things that I'm sometimes quite terrified. So I'm just like to know that there is a support system that is available once you cross over into marriage and know that there's a sisterhood where you can come, like you said, into a safe place and be able to discuss things that concern you and learn things about yourself, learn single behavior that you brought into the marriage that is hurting your marriage. It is such a pleasure to know that these things exist. And if it's comforting to me, I'm sure that it's comforting to many other single women out there to know that there's going to be a support system for them when they do cross over into the sisterhood of marriage, into being a wife. So, ladies, I want to thank you for calling into the show today. Gail, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I hope that you will come back again.
Oh, I would love to.
Wonderful.
I would love to. Thank you so much for having me on. Ladies, thank you so much for all your support. I thank you so much for just being a vessel that God showed me the vision, and I know I can't do it by myself. So, Deidre and Jocelyn, I thank you so much for bringing it to Philadelphia. I know it's going to be a great event, and you guys have a wonderful, blessed night. And to all your listeners, thank you so much for allowing me to just be me, because that's who I am.
Exactly. So to my listeners, once again, you want to go visit this Color Him Red. You want to be a part of this conference. Please contact us on Facebook. Contact Gail. She's giving away one ticket. I have put her social networks into the event. If you would like to go over and like her page to find out more about her, you can also go to bsbconference.com and read about how BSB got started. Look at a couple of videos. There are a couple of testimonials on there that you would absolutely love. Visit her on Twitter. I'm hoping that we could get together and do a Twitter chat. We'll get all the wives and people together on and do a nice little Twitter chat for you to ask whatever questions, because I'm also finding out that people want a little anonymity. They don't want people to hear their voice. They don't want anyone to know that they have questions. So if you're on Twitter, please send her your questions. Ask her what this is all about. She is happy to talk to you about this. And Gail, of course, you know that Bridal Tribe supports everything that you do. We support bringing sexy back to the marriage. We are a company about love, beauty, and marriage and wedding fun. Please remember that we are devoted to love. Everyone, have a wonderful night. We love you.
Good night. Bye-bye.